The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
And we are joined once again by Jess Kelly, News Talk's technology correspondent for Tech Takeover. Jess, this is really interesting. Apple has introduced a new tech leasing program.
Yeah, this is really interesting, Ciara. So consumers in the US for the moment can now opt to lease an iPhone, a Mac, an iPad, or an Apple Watch. This is something that, as I said, is being confined to America for the moment. But the idea is, rather than spending, say, €1,300 on the latest iPhone, what you can do is trade in your current phone. It doesn't have to be an iPhone, but trade it in and use that as part of this deal. Or you can just start monthly payments. They're working with Klarna, who people in this country might be familiar with. You're seeing a pop up left, right and centre now, incentivizing people to buy now, pay later, essentially.
Yeah.
But by in this deal, you're not paying the €1,300 outright. You're paying a small monthly subscription, essentially, that can run either 12 or 24 months. And then you get your device, you get your hands on the latest device without having to pay it outright.
And I imagine overall you're paying more, but the win that you're paying it in little bite-sized pieces monthly, as you say.
Exactly. It's a cash flow kind of thing. So at the moment, if you wanted to buy the most affordable iPhone in the US right now, it's the 17e. That's $600 to buy it outright. But with the leasing program, if you don't trade in a device, it starts at $18 a month across 2 years. So essentially what you're doing is, or what they're doing is, giving you the option to have the latest and greatest phone for the cost of in and around a Netflix subscription.
I can see this taking off because I have never had the latest phone myself because I couldn't be bothered lashing out €600, €700, €800, whatever it is, quid for it. This could be the way we all have our phones now, could it?
Yeah, I think it makes so much sense. And particularly for a company like Apple, and although to be fair, you know, Samsung has been quite vocal on this front as well, and they're offering something similar. I think they're very serious about pushing their environmental initiatives. So obviously enough, by keeping phones in circulation for longer, it's a much better thing. But also, and this is the uncool and the unfun side of all of this, the cost of our technology is only going to get more expensive. We've been seeing this trend ever since COVID. When COVID happened, it put a huge delay and strain on the supply chain. Since then, we've obviously had huge geopolitical turmoil, which has added more pressure and higher demands on products. We know President Trump is pushing companies to manufacture in America. There's a chip shortage. So all of these different elements means that you and I, when it comes to September and they unveil the new iPhone, or if we want to get a new laptop for our kids going to college, whatever it may be, we are going to be paying a heck of a lot more money. But by offering it to you for the price of your monthly Netflix subscription, mm-hmm. you're more inclined to go for that, as you say. Therefore, there's more money coming into Apple.
Explain to me, though, how that is more sustainable, because in my head now, I'm likely to, you know, want the latest phone every time a latest phone comes out because it's 18 quid-ish a month. Whereas, you're quite right, I did not upgrade my phone. I only upgraded my phone once every few years and I never upgraded it to the top model either. So will this be more sustainable, or would you not? I would have thought that we would have seen people sort of looking for the top model, top model, top model every time one came out.
There's still a cohort who will do the top model every time it comes out. But then what happens to their old phones? They're just sitting in drawers and so on. So rather than you having the tech drawer of doom, which I'm looking at in my house right now, full of old devices and so on, at the end of the term, you have the option to either give the device back to Apple, so swap it out for next year's model, or you can buy it outright if you're really attached to the phone and you want to keep it. But the idea is that that circle will keep going. And then the devices that go back to Apple can be passed on.
Yes. So if I do decide to go new model, new model, new model, they'll get my previous model, refurbish it and send it out to people who want the second best model or the third best model or whatever. Is that exactly. What we're talking about?
Exactly. So it is. It's a textbook example of the circular economy, and it's still giving the tech fans access to the technology. It's also making it a bit more accessible as well, because there are some people who would love, you know, perhaps someone is a keen photographer and they want to have the latest phenomenal camera, but they're never going to spend €1,700 on the pro version of an iPhone. What I would say though is, and there's part of this that really does concern me, which is that buy now, pay later culture. I think it's something that younger people, people younger than me, seem to be almost casual in their approach to it. I've met people who do it for takeouts when they're buying makeup, when they're buying clothes and so on. So it's not necessarily something that I loved to see. But I do think, depending on how the model works when it comes to Europe, it could be a really good initiative for tech fans. And then again, also for your bottom line, because I've done a bit of maths here. And although you're not going to save a bucket ton of cash, it's not actually going to cost you any more than if you bought the device outright.
You mentioned it coming to Europe. You said this is in the US only now. Are we likely to see it? I can't see any barriers to it. Can you?
I can't see any barriers to it, to be honest. I think the big thing will be if they go with the Klarna partnership here in Europe. So it'll be interesting to see what approach they do take with the European model, but I can't see it not coming to Europe, if you get me.
No, I can't either.
It makes so much sense. It's such a brilliant idea.
You mentioned Samsung doing something similar. Will we see this happening across all the phone brands, do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. And I also think we're going to see a lot of the laptop manufacturers doing it as well. I'm almost surprised I haven't heard more about it at the moment, as we look to back to school, back to college time already, in terms of, you know, loaning or leasing laptops for school and college in this country. I know there are brilliant programs in place for businesses, but I do think this approach, we've come to get gotten used to it now in terms of fashion. Very often when people go to fancy weddings or whatever it is, they're going out and renting a dress, renting a suit, rather than buying it outright.
True.
So I do think we can fully expect this approach to come to the world of tech now as well.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, that is interesting, as I say. Before you go, your tech tip this week, Jess?
Yeah, a cool little tech tip for you this week. Yesterday, WhatsApp announced that they have introduced web calling. So if, like me, you use WhatsApp web every single day of the week, you can now make and receive both audio and video calls, either one-to-one or in a group, directly through WhatsApp web. You don't need to download an app or install anything. You can just do it there and then. I find that super handy. I've been testing it out today. It works really well. It just means you don't need to have your phone on you the entire time. And if you're people like us who work in offices, it's just a very handy little thing. So you can find that on your WhatsApp web from today.
Okay, good stuff. And finally, your tech rec.
Tech rec is print your summer photos. I was on 2 weeks leave there a few weeks ago, came back and I ordered, I'd say, about 30 photographs from snapfish.ie. There are so many brilliant outlets now that do your photos. I just went with Snapfish because it came up very simple to do. It took about 6 days, I think, for the prints to land. They're absolutely gorgeous and I am going to hang them up in frames over the coming days. But get your photos off your phone and onto the walls of your house.
All right. You've inspired me, as you always do, Jess, in fairness. That is Jess Kelly. And we'll be back with more tech takeovers next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.